This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
I always enjoy talking to Tony Paul. It feels like it's not even an interview. It feels like we're just having fun, sitting around, having a couple of beers and talking baseball with him. So check out his blog. It's pretty awesome. He knows a lot about baseball. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Remember, you can always become a fan of the show on Facebook, 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, and then you can also follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. If you go to Facebook, you could probably hear my voice crack later today when Scott puts it up on Facebook. Am I correct with that?
Yeah, you are.
We'll be right back. Unbelievable. All right, fantasy baseball. We are 4 weeks in. We took a week off last week. Or actually, what we did was we just carried it over for 2 weeks because Scott had the day off last week, so we couldn't pick teams. So we just carried that roster over for an additional week. And Scott, how did that turn out last week? You have it in front of you?
Yeah, it was not good. My team batted 176 with Ryan Braun and Robinson Cano, two of the best hitters in the league.
Yep.
OPS of 488, which is awful. You would expect a like David Eckstein to hit that.
Correct.
One home run, nine RBIs. My pitching, I had Jared Weaver, who hadn't lost a game coming up to that. He
Whoops.
Went 0-3.
Yeah.
That did not work out well for me. You didn't do very well. It wasn't like you were a world beater.
It was mediocre.
Yeah. Hanley Ramirez, Ian Kinsler, AJ Burnett, and Josh Johnson did just enough for you to beat me.
Yeah. Your problem is, you put way too much effort in this. You show me this spreadsheet practically that you have written out of who's playing who on what days, how they've been in the past, how they've been in the future, and I'm sitting here 2 minutes before the break, oh crap, I gotta pick my team. I haven't even picked my team this week. You put way too much effort into it. You gotta treat it like it's a fantasy game, like we're doing. And it's all chance, Scott. It's baseball. Anybody can go on a hot streak at any time. Anybody can go on a slump at any time. You just kind of pick it and sit down and let it roll.
Well, that's what I've been doing for my hitters. I try to go with guys who've had a great last week, essentially.
But why would you do that?
Because they're on an uptick, and then I pick them and they go on the downtick.
Well, you're buying high and selling low at that point.
Why would you pick somebody like Sam Fold, who was, I think, like 2-for-59 in his last few
weeks? Because it means they're due. That's why.
See, I don't buy that. Like, I was playing blackjack over the weekend, and when the cards are bad, you don't keep betting big because they're
always
going to get better.
That's different because the odds are always the same in a game like that. It's different in baseball because if you look at their averages over an entire year, for example, Albert Pujols started out awful. However, you know he's going to finish over 300. You know he's going to finish with 30-plus home runs. You know he's going to finish with 100-plus RBIs. You just know it. So even when he starts out hitting 105 or whatever he was hitting, you just have to pick the right time for him to start hitting well because you know he's going to do it eventually.
I think that's the other problem. I want them to prove it for a week before I buy into it.
Yeah, so you got to buy in before they prove it. That's what you got to do.
Well, Tigers fans can feel safe. I'm not going to pick Victor Martinez today.
Oh, I'm not touching Victor Martinez or Justin Verlander. Let them go. Just let them do their thing. Okay, so it's my picks because I won last week?
You get the first pick.
Okay, I am going to pick Jeff Karstens of the Pittsburgh Pirates this week. That is my first starting pitcher, my NL starting pitcher.
I'm glad you told me he was a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Karstens.
Yes, sir. He's got a 3.98 ERA so far this year for the Pirates. He's got 4 wins already this year. I'm going with Karstens.
Okay, so I get the next 2 picks.
Correct.
And I'm sticking with my same logic here. I'm going with Adrian Gonzalez.
Okay.
I think
that's a safe bet.
Yeah. Well, so was Ryan Braun last week, so we'll see how this works. I mean, he's batting 429, 5 home runs the last 7 days. It's tough to beat that. And I'm going to go, let's see, Ulysse Chacin, starting pitcher for...
You know what's funny? I was going to pick him, but I didn't know how to say his name.
The Rockies.
I'm like, I know his last name is Chacin, but I had no idea what his first name was. And I'm just like, you know what? Rather than sound like a moron and pretend I know what I'm talking about when I don't, I'm just not going to pick him.
Yeah. See, it's scary. He's facing the Phillies for his second start, which that does worry me a little bit, but he's had a pretty good season so far. He's made up for Ubaldo Jimenez being awful so far.
Fair enough. Okay, my AL pitcher is going to be CeCe Sabathia. I'm going to play it safe here. He does have the matchup against the Red Sox, but overall, you know what you're getting out of CeCe, which is 7 or 8 innings, 3 runs, 2 runs, something along those lines, and 7 strikeouts. So I'm going to go with CeCe as my safe pick. My first hitter, I'm going to go with Jason Wirth of the Washington Nationals. He struggled a little bit this year. However, at some point, he's going to get things going. He's going to hit some home runs. I'm going with Jason Wirth. I think this is the week he starts doing that.
Okay, so I need to make 2 picks. I need a National League batter, and I mentioned it briefly a little earlier when we were talking NL East. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Gabby Sanchez, first baseman for the Marlins.
I totally should have stole that from you.
You should have. It's okay. I would have taken Carlos Beltran for my other pick.
Oh, okay.
Then what do I have left? I have an American League pitcher.
Yep.
It's down between 2 people. Max Scherzer, who has yet to lose, and Michael Pineda for Seattle. If you saw him pitch against the Tigers, you know why I'd pick him.
He's good.
I'm going to go with Scherzer, the matchup against Kansas City and then Pittsburgh.
That's two solid matchups.
Yeah.
That's two solid matchups for him there. I am going to pick, with my last AL batter, I'm going to pick Derek Lee, first baseman of Baltimore. Once again, guy who's struggling, but a guy who can hit for power, a guy who does have his moments. I think Derek Lee has a good week. I'm going with Derek Lee.
And you're playing it safe with the rule of we can't pick the same guy twice. I don't think you'll ever want to pick those guys again.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I really do just do it week to week because there's no way to tell. I mean, you look at my regular fantasy team that you and I play in a league. I mean, I've got Tulowitzki. The guy hits 380 one month, and then the next month he hits 170. There's just no way to tell when people are going to get hot and when people are going to get cold. So I'd rather pick somebody who's cold, because eventually they got to get hot, or they're going to get cut from their team.
Well, I was going through trying to go with favorable stadiums. Like, I wanted Yankees when they were playing at Yankee Stadium or in Toronto, because you hit more home runs there, usually. And then Granderson and Cano, I picked them in back-to-back weeks.
Cano is surprising, because Robinson Cano is a guy that usually does poorly to start the year. Usually he's hitting around 240, 250 until June, and then he goes off towards the All-Star break and afterwards, and then ends up hitting like 314, 320. So it's kind of surprising that he started off so well and then sort of struggled.
The thing that I'm surprised about, Evan Longoria, he came back not that long ago, and he was one of the guys on my list up here. Because, I mean, what I do, basically, I get 2 guys from each league in case you pick one of them, so I know who the other one is that I want. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I had Carlos Beltran there, Evan Longoria.
Now you're falling into the same thing. Beltran just hit 3 home runs. Carlos Beltran is not going to do that again. So why would you pick a guy who just hit 3 home runs? He's clearly going to have a downswing this week.
Maybe he has his downswing next week after he's already hit 7 home runs in 2 weeks, Dave.
I think you're thinking too much about this, and you've got the wrong system in place. And the 3-1 scoreboard
would prove my theory
is better than your theory. Well, we appreciate Tony Paul being with us, Detroit News national baseball writer. Talked a lot of baseball this week. We'll talk a little bit of baseball next week. We'll also talk a little bit about records next week. An interesting article that we picked up that we want to discuss next week, so look forward to that. I am gone the weekend after that, so it'll just be Eckersley. Have a good weekend. Weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.